And so then Peter and John are taken to court over their comments and actions when all of a sudden the Spirit comes upon Peter and John. And he quotes some of the Old Testament to these court officials. And they declare that the persons, the people who crucified this Jesus were in fact the Romans. It was the people right before Peter and John who crucified this anointed Messiah. And then we get to verses 12 and 13 here, where Peter says, "There's salvation in no one else. There's no other name under heaven that's been given among men by which we must be saved." And then as the officials observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Now, there are three things we want to get from this passage this morning, and they're this. Number one is the purpose of being empowered by the Holy Spirit, and the person who can be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and lastly, the result of being empowered by the Holy Spirit. So the purpose, the person, and the result. Number one, let's look at the purpose. Running throughout the Gospels, and even in Luke's writing of Acts, the Spirit has the purpose of empowering others to proclaim the gospel in many ways. There's a foreshadowing of this in Mark. I've been going through Mark in my own personal time. I love that gospel more than the others for whatever reason. He just writes in a unique way. And he actually writes in like street Greek, so it's really easy to read if you read Greek. So a skateboarder could come and pick it up and read it. So my kind of Greek. But in Mark 6, Jesus sends out his disciples in groups of two to go out and proclaim the good news, to heal the sick and the blind and restore the surrounding towns and also cast out evil spirits. But before they leave, Jesus tells them not to take anything with them except for a walking stick.